This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, September 10th, brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Discussion of new farm policy is front and center on Capitol Hill. Hundreds of farmers representing various commodity organizations are making their plea to congressional leadership to approve a new farm bill this year. In the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today criticized the absence of a farm bill extension in the House continuing resolution. Schumer said, quote, "And if all that weren't enough, Republicans have no plan for extending farm bill funding." One of the consequences of failing to pass a farm bill is going over the so-called dairy cliff, which is what happens when the dairy margin coverage program dries up. It would not only affect farmers, it would also affect our consumers. The cost of milk needed for our babies and healthy kids, all of us, I like milk. I look forward to drinking it a lot, could potentially double if we went over that dairy cliff. It would create seismic disruptions in our supply chains and cause market panic. Well, Lori Stevermer is president of the National Pork Producers Council and one of hundreds of farmers in the halls of Congress this week.
I am excited. We have close to 100 pig farmers from across the country here to talk about our issues, and about a third of them have not been here before. So we've got some newbies that are just excited to get out and talk to their legislative representatives about issues that are important for the pork industry.
Stevermer says there are two major reasons that pork producers want a new farm bill this year.
I am excited. We have close to 100 pig farmers from across the country here to talk about our issues, and about a third of them have not been here before. So we've got some newbies that are just excited to get out and talk to their legislative representatives about issues that are important for the pork industry.
Stevermer says MAP and FMD funding in the farm bill will help producers maintain and grow global market share for their product. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley hears the voices calling for policy, and while he wants to see progress, he says the calendar is not friendly to seeing a new farm bill completed.
If it would do, it would take up a week to accomplish, with 3 weeks September, 2 weeks in November, and 3 weeks in December, and national security being the number one responsibility of the federal government, and that bill hasn't been discussed in the United States Senate. We've got to pass continuing resolutions and appropriation bills. I don't see where you're going to have time for a week to work on a five-year farm bill.
AgriPulse founder and publisher Sarah Wyatt says a highly anticipated article will be offered for readers tomorrow.
So our readers can look for our annual CEO salary survey, which has over 150 different positions that we've looked at over the ag and food and environment, as well as some of the ag input suppliers.
Wyatt says the information provides much sought-after information.
This is something that we've been doing since 1991 to shine light on some of the very important decisions that farmer leaders have to make as they try to bring in new talent or as they try to maintain and retain their current talent. So it's a very important tool that we get asked about all throughout the year as people look at replacing their CEOs or perhaps giving them a boost. And, of course, right now we have a lot of new CEOs in the pipeline, so it's a chance for people to see how they compare with their peers.
In other news, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the Biden-Harris administration is investing $100 million in 21 new projects to expand work on the USDA Forest Service Wildlife Crisis Strategy to reduce the threat of wildfire in high-risk areas across the country. Vilsack says the money will better enable stewards to manage forest land. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council and their call for a new farm bill. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Pork Producers Council. Proposition 12 burdens farmers and business owners and raises food prices for Americans. NPPC is calling on Congress to fix Prop 12 in the farm bill. Learn more at fixprop12.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.